what's your name? The funny get reference. Tom Alirovi. Hey, you ain't Hannah here. So let us learn how a general team gets a message they have to say. Let me go. Let me make my mouth in the back. I'm a hard hand off. Shechei ain't chiosa mika mitzvah. Elo hechsa mitzvah. Sham hamer acha behemte. We hope you love of gameplay. So you are a chair. Ain't a kvede. Elo hechsa kvede. The king got a beer with a mitzvah with hamer. She ain't been being a mitzvah in a hatsvah in kopp. Elo shemachmeva. Machmeviyon. Machshaviyon. Here's a chavagam deochel with doche. Baal med doche with yisei. Da amrinon. Mi kloyim with it. Vini teima aval yichidim shomar yobim. So why is that the Ramban say like this? The reason is why here that we cannot learn how the general Yenes is not the Holy Spirit. The general Yenes is the Holy Spirit. But then you ask, why isn't the head of the Yudav Beiche the latest day of the Chameya? Because here it's only a Hechsha. It's not a good one. So they, then the Ramban is, that's what they say. We in Tema, while in the Chidi Shomal Yobi, Chameya Chabentoy, have a great day. It should be me. Why isn't it? Because the Kima Mitzvah will be later. When he gives the food to the father, no, but the father told him to share, to be Nechameh. So he should be Nechameh the Mitzvah at that time when he listens to the father. So then Rambam says, Eidi ka kibbut ala mashombo vidush. In zehu kibbut machilei maskeyu, maupisei manilei, lichol dobo sheish lei vahanoyim. Aval omo lei laafis dobo sheim lei anoyim shal plum, eidi ze kovet shombo teo. Vichim mashombo yochel omo lovu itamei lo viperes koma. Aber ich kann mir nicht hinaus, im Zorch Lema soll ich nicht sein. Because even if he didn't involve in Israel, there is no chiyu to listen to his father when the father tells the son to do something that is not against the father. In other words, if the father tells the son, now you go, you be mechame after the behemoth. Because the behemoth has a load of bread. I'm hungry. I want to eat. So then there is a chiyu of listening to the father. I'm not talking now of the case where the father tells the son to be mechamer after the behemah Shabbat. Let's say the father tells the son to be mechamer after the behemah on Sunday, not on Shabbat. It doesn't involve any other. So the Ramban says, he's not mechut. So if the father tells the son, now you be mechamer after the behemah, he says a load of bread. I'm very hungry, I want to eat. So then the son is mechuyah to listen. But if the father tells the son, now I know you didn't eat breakfast yet, so I want you to be mechamer after the behemoth. So you get a lot of bread, so then you'll be able to eat breakfast. And the son doesn't care to eat breakfast. So he's not mechuyah to listen to the man. This is what Ramban said. And this is what Ramban said. Now, I mentioned that the meal is chelik. In other words, so that's a big chiddush in the Ramban. The Ramban shita is that when is the chiyuv to listen to his father? Only when the father tells him something in relation to himself, he tells the son to do something in relation to himself. But if the father tells the son, you go to the store and buy something for me, I want to eat. But if the father tells the son, now you go to the store and you buy an ice cream, I want you to eat ice cream, he's not mechuyah to eat. This is what Ramban said. Now, so I mentioned that from the year it's mashma, that he's chilek on Ramban. Now, as a matter of fact, he mentioned an example. So he mentions the same example that Rashi mentioned. Now, Rashi says, Omer Yom became Itam Bisakvores, Lohoshi Vavede, Oy Shoy Shoy Meret Vechutz, the Omer Yom Tarsia, Yochel Yishmale, so, Itam Bisakvores, Lohoshi Vavede. Why does Rashi emphasize Itam Bisakvores, Lohoshi Vavede? Why does he emphasize Itam Bisakvores, Lohoshi Vavede? Itame! Why does he emphasize? So, we have to say that in Rashi, that the Pshat in Rashi is that Rashi also means, when do we have to resort to his special Gazak? on the cemetery because I have my abedis there. I wrote something on the cemetery. Now go. He's a king, the son. So he tells the son to go to the Pesach Vareitz and be mitamei himself in order to return the avodah of the father. But the father tells the son, go and be mitamei yourself. So then there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv of listening. That's how it's mashma for Rashi. Now, I would say, because Rashi agrees with Rambam. So that's why Rashi says, he tamid v'sakvores loshiv aveide. Dafke, when he says, he tamid v'sakvores loshiv aveide, who's aveide? The father's aveide. So it's clear for the father. But otherwise, there is no chiyuv of kibud avod together. So we don't have to resort to a special aloche of kuch rayom dechvei. So the Miri also says the same thing as Rashi. But the Miri doesn't agree with Rambam. Now see what the Miri says. Tani yochel yomer yovi vitami vukeyen oi shomer yaltar zeh aveide yochel nishmelei talmud leim harishim yolov de ola shasem de nishmeo kul chayon dechveidi vapiu mokim kovet kigen sho yolov de aveide pisak vores vom lei tamer li koni shom lo shvam edos oi shomer yolov de lepei reis nisho oi shoy tamer zachir mi fono vi hof tzol ich lechir vei melei hochim li lechir oto shiv aveide tu lo te se li kibud li mitzchelav tu li tamer li li shuchim nisawet avo tam di kech shom mitzvitzir lo li bekach Because if the father tells him, just enter the cemetery, be mitami yourself. Be mechal de kohen. So then, el davur lichut ko mechavei, so we need strich ko. Then we don't have to resort to any posit. So according to the Rambam, why don't we have to resort to any posit? In the case where the father tells the son, be mitami yourself, I just want you to be mitami yourself. To be mechal de kohen. So why don't we have to resort, according to Rambam, to a special passage? Because there is no chiyuv of listening altogether, even if it didn't involve an aveira. So Meir HaTeitzi should be allowed to do an aveira. That's the reason. But the Miri says something else. She may can et for shum tzirech. El do avur lechut ka mechavein lo yitzrecho do roshu. Vik chikano si ba'amcho. Be'isim ma'isi amcho. Be'isim ma'isi amcho. So, I mean, the smack says the same thing. So the Miri says that this price is reference to the case where the father tells the son, "Be go on the cemetery. I lost something on the cemetery, and be mitame yourself." So he's doing it. So the Miri is there hadn't been exercised because of kol chayu dechleide. I would say yes. Of kibudav should be deiche. The leisah say of mitame baal ban. The iser of tumaskian is of tumaskian. But because of this exercise. So we dance after that is not it. But Mashiach came in the case where the father tells the son, go to the cemetery, I want you to be mitami yourself. For no tzeirach of the father, then we don't have to resort to the posit. Because if the father, for no reason, that means he's not under any temptation. La'aches, the father just tells the son, la'aches, the son should behave in Israel. Not with tzeirach, not because of the title of the father. But la'aches, he tells him. So he's a Roshe, and the real shita is that by Roshe there is no mitzvah mila. Now there's a machlekes Rishonim on that. There's a machlekes between the Rambam and machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The shita the Rambam is that afilo hoyu obivim mei Rishonim more. So there is a chiyuv of mila. There is a tshuve. There is a tshuve in the well, and the Rosh is chel. The Rosh shita is that when is there a chiyuv of mila? Only the father or the mother is an Isimai Samcho. But if the father or the mother is a Roshe, not an Isimai Se, Amcho, there is no Chiyu Gilad. As a matter of fact, from the Gemara in Zeneshech, there is a slight raya. Not a slight, maybe a good raya, but anyways. So we have to give it to us on the Ram of Shiva. From the Gemara in Zeneshech, the Gemara in Zeneshech says that... somebody takes something to ribis, so there's a chiyuv to return to the ribis. Because of the chiyuv chichim. But that chiyuv applies, is only incumbent upon the malve. But suppose the malve died, so there is no chiyuv mitzad the chiyuv chichim or chadra leitzihechad leichim. But even if the malve died and he took a paw, a talis, the whole of Ramsui and the Ribis, so the son is mechuyev to return him because of Tibudah. Because of Tibudah. Something like that. So in Niach Lem Avir, that's on the way, in the nation. In Niach Lem Avir, for the Talis, the whole of Ramsui, Hayog and Harazan is Nikrid Avir. So the Gemara is the Kashi of Hanan is Nikrid Avir in the Chaybe, Trika, Vinosi, Bamcho, Nisoya, Beitzim, Aizamcho. So if the father was a Malve of Ribis, he's a Roshe, so he's not an Eitzim, Aizamcho, so why should the son be mechuyev to return it? Ki domar af pinchos, mishmid rove mishosot tshuve. What can I be shosot tshuve? You osot tshuve, my boy gabei, what kind of tshuve is it? So, if tshuve he has to be misaki as a moves. Now, if he took ribi, so he became, if he did tshuve, he should have returned it, if he didn't return it in his lifetime. So that means that his tshuve was no tshuve. So, showing his people, how does it actually make? In other words, let's say, he did tshuve just a few minutes before he died, and then he died all of a sudden. So he had no opportunity, after he did tshuve, to return. So the male is an Eishim Aishamcho, the father is an Aishamcho. So the son is Mechuyev to return. But if he didn't do Tshuve, not. So we see from this Gemara, a Raya to the Shittas Rosh. So many Achayim say that the Rambam will be made that Lacham Yisasab. So then, if the father is an Eishim Aishamcho, so then there is Aloche Kishim Shemechabdi Bechayim, Mechabdi Lacham Yis. But if the father is not so according to the Rambam, it's mechuyev b'chayov to be mechavadim. But l'acham is enough. L'acham is enough. That's what many achim say. All right, I mean, this is the kasha from the Gemara in the nation. But there is a tshuva Radach. Radach was, I think, Radach was considered as one of the rishonim. So there is a very remarkable tshuva. One's father was a mishumet, and the son was a yisrael kosher. And then the father, the mishumet. A Mishumet the Mezik, not a Mishumet Benin. The father, the Mishumet, died. So the question was whether it's Mechuyev to say Kaddish, whether it's allowed to say Kaddish, maybe it's forbidden to say Kaddish, after the father who's a Mishumet. So the Radach was Machia like the Rambam. And he passed him that it's Mechuyev to say Kaddish. Yeah, and he said, you'll say that only a Roshe, but not a Mishumet. I mean, there are degrees in Roshe. So he mentioned Roshe Rambam, after the whole Yehovi, the Yehovi, Rishoyim Muri. So that means even a Mumel of Rizam, even Mishumet. And he said that his son is Mechuyev to say Kaddish, and furthermore, like this, his son says Kaddish 11 months. He's not allowed to say Kaddish 12 months, because then it looks as if he's Machshi, that he considers the father as a Roshe, because Mishpat Rishoyim beginning with his Chedesh. So he says, but he has the father as Mishumet. So he should dafke say Kaddish Rehova for 12 months, if not more. So he said, because he is a Roshe, so he should try to affect the Kaporet. I mean, it's not a full Kaporet, it's impossible, but a partial Kaporet. I mean, because Brom is Ake Abo. So he's required to say Kaddish at least 12 months. So you see, why I mention it, so you see that the Radach does not agree with this Teret that many Achim did, and they say that the Rambam will be made it. That Lacham Yisose, there is no Chiyuv of Tibudav by someone who is not Yisrael Tamcho. Here it's also Lacham Yisose. So the Rambam is difficult, I mean, because of this Gemara. So some other Teretz, we have to find some other Teretz on the Rambam. Anyway, so we see that the Miri is Chet on the Rambam. And the Miri agrees with the Rosh. So he says, Zahinei Tanet, Freshim Tzerech, Alu Agur, Lechut Kom Echavei, Reitz Rechko, Do Roshel, Vinish Rechano, Tibamcho, Beis Yisrael Tamcho. So that word, so we see that in the Miri, he's agreed with the Rambam. And we know that by Roshe there is no Mitzre of Tibudav. But we can deduce another Chidesh from the Miri, that the Miri is Chilik and the Rambam. Because if the Miri has agreed with the Shita of the Rambam, so we should say that the Braise of Omer Yomi is Chalek Shabbos, Tamei, Al-Tar-Zer-Zaveide. So, in reference to the case when the father tells him, Bini Tamei, because I lost something under this Akkorah. Because if the father just tells him, Bini Tamei, there is no Chiyuv of Tibudav altogether. The Miri doesn't say that. The Miri says, then in this case, he wouldn't, even without the process of Kusha Hayom Dechreiri, he wouldn't be Mechuyev. He certainly, there couldn't be a Salted Aitok that is Mechuyev to listen to the father. So in the Rochester there is no mitzvah kibud av. The implication being that well doesn't involve any mitzvah. Then there is a chiyuv of listening to the father. So we see that the miri is chelek ha-merambah. And the smag says the same thing as the miri. So we see that both the smag and the miri are chelek ha-merambah. Yes, what is it?
I don't think it's exactly going into the Rambam, because the Rambam himself guy from the Bible says,
Thank you.
So he says, Kmoshe Kosuf. Wie sich das Wort? Uch Mishe Kosuf, me male vom Dalet, in Dushti. So what is mentioned in Sif that word? In Sif that because there is a machleket in Gemore, where the chiyuv of Kibudam is Mishal Av, or it's Mishal Ben. So we pass in the chiyuv is Mishal Av. But the son is not mechuyev to, out of his own pocket, to be mechavid his own. That's in Sif that word. Now one second, I can find an account, no, Sif that word is something else, no. No, he said, it says like this, Mishe Kosuf is Sif that word. V'chein, imov meichad ben lishad v'isha shiach v'aben, so it's meov. So the cross says, at first, Moshe Kosov is Sif Tetzvot, Omari, what does the Mechaba say in Sif Tetzvot? Omari, Yopi, Rabbe, Al Divreteiro, Beinitzes Asei, Beinitzes Reis Asei, Vachel Mitzes Shal Divreim, Reishmalet. So, in other words, Rabbe, Al Divreteiro, there is no Kimda. So one reason is why son is not supposed to listen to the father, in connection with the Shibach, because if the son is interested in marrying a certain woman and the father says no, so Mimele, if he will not marry this one, the one he wants to marry, he'll have to marry someone. He doesn't feel like marrying. So Mimele he'll give her a different tale. Because either is Aloche, or so Miodo Mikavi Shishachi Yereno, Shemu Yere Bedobov, he's Ganebo, so it's only a Shoshe, Shemu Yere Yereno Bedobov, he's Ganebov, so. So he thinks I'm sitting after Rachel Kamecho, so then he'll dislike her. So Rachel Kamecho, when he knows that he wants, because if he likes this girl, so the Mele, in all probability, he will not like anybody else. So the Mele, it's rather all the material. That's one reason. Then he says, so that, Kmeshe Kosu, this is this one. Uch Kmeshe Kosu, you see, Mem Aleph, Omud Aleph, Hidushi. You see, so the first moment I thought that the Goyen, that it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing, you see. Sif this one, so that's the Aloche, that the aloche of that Omar Yom is Lava Al-Divateiro is not Mechoyet to listen. Then, Memalef or Medalef, so there we have the Machleket, whether it's Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, and we pass in that Kibud Av is Mishal Av. In other words, he's not Mechoyet to spend his own money. Many Rishayim say that when do we say that, when does one Mandoma say, and we pass by that Mandoma, that Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben, he only the father has a lot of money. And so then, and the father tells the son, now you spend all your money on my kid. I don't want my money that should be spent. My money has to be kept in the bank. But you spend your money. So then there is a halacha that the son is not the chuyev. But if the son has and the father doesn't have, then everybody agrees that the son is mechuyev to spend out of his own pocket for kibud av. All right. So but we paskel like the mandoma. We paskel like the mandoma that mishalav. So in other words, if the father can prevent the spending of the money of the son, so the son is not mechuyev to spend his own money. So if he one is not mechuyev to sustain loss, monetary loss, Allah has come v'chamo that a son is not mechuyev to sustain tzara digufe when the father could prevent the tzara digufe of the son. So Mimele, he said, we coach in tzara digufe. We coach in tzara digufe. So in other words, some male scenes we pass like the Mandoma, that Mishal Ben, that Mishal Av, but he's not Mishal Ben, because the son is not Mechuyev to sustain monetary loss for Kibud Av, so Allah has come with the Hamu is not Mechuyev to sustain Saragu. It's Mashma from the washing of the claw, not foolish, but it's Mashma that even the Mandoma who says Mishal Av, so it only implies that he's Mishal Ben. Even the Mandoma who says Mishal Ben, so that only means that he's mechuyev to spend all the money in the world for Kibud Av. But Tzara Digufe, he's not mechuyev to. All right, that's the second thing. V'eit, v'lo yomru elo machilei, v'shayra be'avue. Ayer tzayra avue. So then he says, ayin teis eslam edvei, and then ayin teis eslam edvei, v'nir elari, al min ashlichus mitzvah rak mashe machilei, v'kos nikai dam. So apparently the Gro explained the teis eshite, as I mentioned, last time, that Tesis apparently agrees with the Shit of the Rambam, even though, after looking over the Miri, so there is no Hechach, the Tesis agrees with the Shit of the Rambam. But I will soon see, but the Gro assumed like that, the Tesis Shit is like the Rambam, that there is no mitzvah of Kibud Av when the father tells the son to do something that is not Anu Asa. Only when the father tells the son to do something that is Zerachah. So that the reason is why it's not the Achsa Mitzvah. Because if there is a chiyuv to listen, if there is a chiyuv to listen, even when it's not literacha, so then it shouldn't be Achsa Mitzvah, then it should be Gufa Mitzvah. Because the listening is the Gufa Mitzvah. If we assume, like the Rambam, that there is no mitzvah to listen to his father, there is no chiyuv to listen to his father, when it's not to hear the father in any way, it's not for the benefit of the father. So even when the father tells him to do something with Seiracha, so the mitzvah, the Kima mitzvah is later on, not at the time when he listens. The time when he listens, the listening is only Hersha. But if we are going to assume that the mere listening to the father, even if it's not the Seiracha of the father, is Mechuyet, so Mimele, when the father tells him to do something, so the doing of the thing that the father tells him, no matter what the reason is, is the Kufa Mitzvah. So even if the father tells him to do something with Teracha, he tells him, go on the cemetery because there are Jesuits on the cemetery and I want you to share the Jesuits and to prepare them as food for me. So, but even if he didn't be with Teracha, we would not have to listen. So the fact that it's with Teracha doesn't detract from the listening, so then it should be the Kufa Mitzvah. So the Goyen did use the case she came, like, so Mele, here when the father tells the son, don't marry this girl, I don't approve of her. So Mele, it's not the Teracha, it's the Teracha Ben. The father thinks she's not good enough for the son. So Mele, there is no Chiv of Kibla. So the Goyen mentions three different reasons. In other words, so why does he mention three different reasons? Because one reason is not sufficient. Because as far, one reason is not sufficient. First of all, the reason, because it's not the Teracha, it's not the Teracha, so there is no Chiv of Kibla Ben. So not only Shane agree with that. All right, the Miri is chelik. The Goyen was not aware of the Miri. I mean, it wasn't Balaam, the Siyad of the Miri in the Goyen's time. But the Smag also seems to agree with the Miri Shite. And the Goyen knew of the Smag Shite, because the Smag said the same thing that the Miri says. So in Mele, he couldn't just mention this reason, because it's not a Tzirachav, so there is no Chiyuv of Kibla Ben. And then something else, he has to mention the reason, because it's Omali Yodi Flavei Aldi Vatera, because that reason, because it's not the Tzirach Ha'av, is not sufficient under all circumstances. Because when is it sufficient, according to the Ramban, if the father doesn't really care, if the son will marry a certain girl, he will not be aggravated, he will not be in pain, he just doesn't think that the son is doing it. There is no chiyuv of listening to his father when it's not the anuasah. But suppose the father is so adamant about it that the father will have sleepless nights if the son marries a certain girl. So then we cannot say that the son is not mechuyev. The son is not mechuyev to listen to the father because it's not a tzirachav. Because it is certainly tzirachav. Let us assume that the father is acting unreasonably. The father is capricious. He is not acting in the rational way. Oh my God, whatever the reason is, the fact is that if the son will not listen to the father will have sleepless nights. So mainly it's certainly Tzirachav, it's much more Tzirachav to normally only go at the cemetery and share gavers there. But the din is that the son is not mechuyev in connection with the shidach to listen to the father, even if the father will have aggravation. So why is it so? Because of another reason. Because of Omali Ovi's love al divateiro. So in other words, so the Goyen has to resort to all these three times. And then there is another Hakohen. Vinire, he says, Vizelishen Rambam Barashboshom. Achashir Bulei Alakshis. Al Pirsh Rashishom Kosvu. Vinirin Divrach. The Alabi Mechadakoe. The Avo Pishom Aliyov Vechamea. The Avo Pishom Aliyov Vechamea Hadeimo. Vivishenika Kibut Elba Mashiesh Lehanoe. Which Kosovo Vigdush. Vizel Kibut. Avo Omali Lasdova Shem Behanoe. So he says, the cross says, the Ayn Shombe Rajbo, she mashma midvorov, she dafke litre slav. Ayn Shom. So he says, so first he mentions the Ramban. And the Ramban says that there is no chiyuv of listening to the father when the father tells the son to do something that is not l'anrasah. And then he says, the Rashba also says, but from the lashon of the Rashba, it's mashma not that there is no mitzvah of Tibudav altogether. When the father tells him to do something that is not litzircha, but there is still a mitzvah. But that kind of mitzvah does not have the potential of being dechela. So maybe we don't have to resort to a special. We don't have to resort to a special passage. We don't have to resort to a special passage. This is what he says. It does not have the potential of being dechela. But a mitzvah there is. Now the question arises: Monefsha, if there is a mitzvah, why shouldn't it be dechela? And if it's not dechela, so because there is no mitzvah. So there is no mitzvah. So and there is a slight hint in the Lashon of the Rashi. Because the Lashon of the Rashbo says, "Avol omar leilasis dovor shein li dehanoye shel klum ein ze kibud shenitztaver oleo v'kibud koze ein bo yeseh shel teiro sheyitra afilo lav greide." So what does it mean? Ein bo yeseh shel teiro, but the rabbonon there is a chiyuv, but the mitzvah rabbonon couldn't be deich anyway. It's not mitztaver. Where is the shoshet rabbonon? I mean, rabbonon cannot exist just in a vacuum. So in order to have a certain rabbonon, so there must be mokeh in the Gemara that the Chachomim enacted a certain takonet. The Gemara doesn't mention that the Chachomim enacted a special takonet, that his son is mechuyev to listen to the father, even when it's not a tzeira. Either there is the mitzvah, the rights of kibud avei, or there is no mitzvah. So, but the loshen is, the loshen of the Rashbo is, the kibud kozeh ain the kibud shen yistavar leo. The kibud kozeh ain the eseh shel teiro, she yitre afilu lav greit. So money share. So the Russian is, it's not the kind of an essay that can be deiche, but an essay it is. So what's the pshat in the Rashbo? So the pshat in the Rashbo is, you see, according to the Miri and the Smag, one is mechuyev to listen to a father. Even if he doesn't involve, he's mechuyev in the Reise to listen to a father, even when the father tells him to do something that is not with a rab. So the son is mechuyev. According to the Rashbo, he's not mechuyev. But if he does listen to the father, if he's a good son, and he listens to the father in everything, even in regard to something that doesn't affect the father in any way. And even the father is not going to have tzah when the son doesn't listen. So there is a mitzvah yus. Because kibud aveim has madreyes. So there is a minimum. There is a minimum of kibud aveim. That everyone is mechuyev, and if one doesn't fall conform to this minimum, so is mevatel en esed reise. But they are madreyes. In kibud aveim, the Yerushalmim Peye Amin mentioned so many stories about certain goyim who were so particular about kibud aveim. So all these stories represent a kibud more than is obligatory upon Jews. So that's the reason as to why the Yerushalmim mentions those stories about goyim. I mean that even though they were not nitzave, they complied with kibud aveim. Certain goyim complied with kibud aveim more than Jews do, and more than most Jews are mechuyev. So there are certain madrigas. So in other words, the shita of the Ramban and the Rashbo is that it doesn't come within the chiyuv of listening to the father if it's not a tzeirah. But of course, if one does listen to the father in every way, so he's certainly mikayim in mitzvah of kibud aveim, as long as it doesn't involve a negative din. See, then there is no mitzvah, not even mitzvah kibud. But as long as it's in divrei Roshus, Divrei Roshus, so of course the Rashbo is made that there is a mitzvah kiyumis. So when the Rashbo says, so the pshat could be that the Rashbo shita is, now we saw that there is one Roshin in the Eshkel that even a mitzvah kiyumis can be the Echela Isase. Here the Rashbo says, because if the father told him to do something that is not to say a Rab, so answer the Roshin, the Rashbo, look at the Roshin, the Rashbo. So he says, Avol omar leilasis leidovo shein be'anoye shel klum ein ze kibud shenitztaver oleo. Not in the kibbutz. In the kibbutz and it's not alone. It's not a mitzvah yumis, but a mitzvah yumis it is. So since it is a mitzvah yumis, the kibbutz koze, ein boi esse shel teiro, she yitre afilo lavre. She yitre afilo lavre. Now, so in other words, so the shite of the Rashbo is contrary to that Lashon in the Eshkel that holds that even after the Chachomim were ekeh, the chiyuv of tzitzes, in the Begetz of Pishton, so if he did put in Trilas Chayim in the Begetz of Pishton, it's not Chayim Malkes, because there is Trias, so why is the Trias, what Chayim said? Because the Chachomim were only Ekeh, the Chiyum, but a Kiyum there is, and as long as there is a Kiyum, so there is the Aloche of Esed Echalezese. So the Rashbo is Chayim. So we see from this Rashbo, that the Rashbo is Chayim. The Birka Shmuel, the Borber, So he mentions the Rashba, and he says something. I mean, it's not clear what he says. It's never clear what Rabbi Ober says. But I think that he means that. I think that he means that. And Michael Feinstein told me the name of his father-in-law, my uncle Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Ober Sefer. And I mean, it's very esoteric. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. And Rabbi Ober was one of the daily in the deal of eyes. So it's not someone who writes something who just doesn't know what he's talking about. So he was considered as one of the daily. So Rabbeinu said that the reason as to why, that if somebody wants to understand what Rabbi Ober meant, so he should try to translate. He should ask someone who knows Yiddish well, and that person should translate the chidushim of Rabbi Ober into Yiddish. So then he'll be able to understand what Rabbi Ober says, because Rabbi Ober was one of the Galim, but he was not the Kasher Rabbe in Rosh Lakedesh. So Memele, so when he wrote the Sefer, so he translated it from Yiddish. So Memele, that's why it looks so strange. And in Achaname, I tried it. And if you start translating Rabbi Ober Sefer into Yiddish, so then you can understand what he says. Anyway, he says the whole thing, he mentions the Rashba, it is Kibudav, it's not Kibudav, it's not the Hefzer of Kibudav, I mean, but, and he says, but this is probably what he meant. I mean, anyway, this is what the Rashba meant. And I assume that Rabbi Ober understood that pshat in the Rashba. Anyway, now, so all the Rishonim agree that there is L'chol HaPoches in Mitzvah Kiyumis. There is L'chol HaPoches in Mitzvah Kiyumis. In listening to a father in things that do not that are not Ritzelech of the father, but it's not a mitzvah yumis. But the Meirishite and the Smakshite is that there is a mitzvah yumis. Now I think first of all it's mistaba like that, I mean what I'm going to say, and then once we establish this premise we'll be able to understand the thesis, because thesis seems very strange. Tesis says the Gemara is alfin also. So, but the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara mentioned because of Echsha Mitzvah. So apparently, Kulkan Chayovim Bechredi implies two Tzeres HaKosmos. Two halachas. One of Ani Vehu, or Ani Vehi, Chayovim Bechredi, and Kedisha Mokei, and another halacha, because Echsha Mitzvah is Nadech. And Kibudav is Echsha Mitzvah. And as Tesis points out, in view of the fact that generally, in most situations, so it is only Hechsha Mitzvah, not Guva Mitzvah. So even in the exceptional situations, where it is the Guva Mitzvah, so it's not Echi. That's what Jesus says. So that two halachas. But how do we see from this pasuk of Kulkan Chayovim Bechredi, two separate halachas? I think that even the Meir, who says that there is a chiyuv d'oraisa to listen to a father, even in things that are not Ritzelech Ha'av, so it's only on the basis of Meir Avein. But insofar as Tavidus of Yichov Esimecho is concerned, so all the Rishonim will agree with Ramban. It's Mistaber. Because how does the Gemara explain, define, kibbut? So in other words, if one were to translate Kabris Avicha Vesimecha into English, so you couldn't usually translate it into respect your father and mother. This is not what Kabbit implies. It means honor. And what does it mean honor? Honor means you should accommodate them with all their needs. they shouldn't have to work hard. I mean, they shouldn't be destitute. I mean, machile, of course, if he's disrespectful to a father, if he talks rudely to the father, so he's not honoring them. But kibud does not imply a chiyuv of respect. Respect is implicit in ish imei borif teror. So, what is meire? So maybe the Ramban and the Rashba say, I mean, it's mistaken like that. If the father tells the son, now I like gazelis very much, I love gazelis, now you go to the cemetery and get gazelis, share the gazelis, prepare for them, it's a very delicious food. So maybe it comes within the obligation of honoring the father and mother, because this he knows that the father likes gazelis. So Mimele, yes, he's mechuyev to accommodate them. Kavit means that he's mechuyev to accommodate the father and mother with all their wishes. Know their wishes. So, Mashenki, the father tells the son, go to the cemetery, share gazelis. So, because it has many calories, and I want you to eat food that has many calories. But the son doesn't care for many calories. So Mimele, he doesn't come within the mitzvah of Kavit Zilevat Nechop. It has nothing to do with honoring the father and the mother, but so even the Miri will be made there that he is not mechuyev on the score of Kavis and Rezenecho. But the Miri holds that if he doesn't involve an Iser, let's say if the son is a Yisroel, not a Kehen, and he tells him, go to the cemetery and get Gezleis, I want you to eat Gezleis, so the Miri says he's mechuyev midaraisa to do it. Why? Because of Meire, of reverence. Meire implies a chiyuv of reverence, of respect and reverence. Meire lehimidim came eliyashim came lehiseiser as vorov, so that if he doesn't listen, so it comes within, we say Seres Vorov. It comes within, is the say Seres Vorov. So Mimele, and the Ramban and the Rashba, they both say that he's not Mechuyev altogether. So they hold that he doesn't even come within the Chiyuv of we say Seres Vorov. In other words, what kind of say Seres Vorov comes within the Chiyuv of Meire? In other words, a kind of a Seiser as Dvorov that is inconsistent with their hearts. That kind of Seiser as Dvorov. But when the father tells him, I want you to eat meat, and the son doesn't like meat, so that doesn't come within the chiyuv of Seiser as Dvorov. Now, the Rambam, we have it in the Streifes, so the Rambam in the Cheshchite, so he says, the Abo Mori, the Abo Meiri, How could a Rambam say like that? How could he express himself? Will he say Seres Dvorov? There is a halacha, say Seres Dvorov, and the Rambam was certainly the kind of mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim Kedushin. And Meirabi, the answer is, when is we say Seres Dvorov? When is the halacha say Seres Dvorov? If the say Seres Dvorov is improper, Mashen came in Dina Torah, so everyone is mechuyev to paskum the way he thinks, same with Dayo Mashen Evrei, so we cannot say, I mean, that the Rambam is not allowed, you know, to paskum differently than Rav Maimon, than Rav Maimon Shite, because he doesn't come with him, he says Rav Maimon. So, so even according to the Meir, that he says that there is a chiyuv to listen to his father, so it's not on the score of Kaveh, it's on the score of Meir. Kaveh is something else, I mean, the subject matter of Kaveh is something else. It's nothing to do with reverence and respect. Honor, it means accommodating and making them happy.
So I thought that I saw that it was And the body should have been that it needs to be needed. So it's only on the score of my body, but on the score of human beings, neither. And you should be able to explain it to human beings. Because human beings, the subject of human beings is something that's already given. It's nothing to do with reverence. The human beings need to try an application of honoring the father and mother, or the comedy of the father and mother, of making the father and mother happy. Enjoy it. Just has to do with human beings. But respect reverence. Of course, if you desire to talk, you should talk to me. The father and mother, if I talk to the father and mother, why don't you shut up? Why you talk so much? So then it comes not only with the Milave, but it comes with the Milave too. Because especially does not try to make the father feel at it, but what listening doesn't come within the scope of the Milave, not even on the level of interview. So according to the meaning that the meaning of the meaning of the father is on the score of Milave, and according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so it also comes within the scope of Milave, but not in the realm of truth, but in the realm of discipline. And there, I think something else. That, even according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that there's no chiyuv to listen, to his father, in something that does not concern the father, that is not an offer, it's very hard. Why? Because his father should be concerned, so the father tells him to do something that is not agreeing in any way. So it doesn't come within the scope of the father. It's a different subject matter, I mean, because of the father. But, and the father is very old, so it's not on the level of the Mitzvah of the Yudhis. It's only on the level of the Mitzvah, feeling. So when is it on the level of listening to the father? So when is it on the level of Mitzvah of the Yudhis and the score of the Yudhis? Is it according to Ramban that I thought, is the father tells you now, I want you to eat steak every day, because I want you to pay so many times. So there, he is not required, so it doesn't come within the field of Milave, but he is the father, tells the son, now I want you to buy for me steak, because I like steak. So there, and suppose, so something is required to reach the father. And he has to do that, because he said that someday the father is safe. So if he doesn't, reach to the father and he doesn't buy faith for the father every day, so he's about to reach to the father. So, but he'll also be about to reach to the father and he'll reach to the music of the father. Because when the father tells him, now you buy faith for yourself, so he doesn't come within the realm of truth. From the mayor, so he doesn't come within the heels of the faith of God. Not anything when the father tells him, buy for me every day's faith. So he's mechuyev anyway, even without Meirabe, he's mechuyev to buy because of the mitzvah of Kimabe. So he comes within the realm of truth. Let it be because of Kimabe. So the name comes within the realm of truth insofar as Meirabe. I don't believe I love everything that I get. So if I say the Rambam says, the Abba Meiri, the Abba Meiri, the Rambam knows that he's not a Hadoka. But the Rambam would say it, the certain style of the Isha. And then the Rambam would say, now my father passed to the Isha, but I'm passing it off. Never mind that, my father. Then the Rambam would be able to, and the Isha of the Isha as well. But when the Rambam writes the Hadoka, Abba Meiri, no one else is silent, either of the Rambam's father or the Rambam, so then he doesn't come within the Isha of the Isha of God. But in certain situations, so he would come within the Isha of the Isha of God. The Isha of the Isha of God. In other words, and that's a thing that happens to the whole of our sinner. So what does it mean? So the question says, he is that way. He is the regular pastor in the best way, and then he'll openly pastor. Some days it is too bloody, too to help us here. But what is allowed to defend on the levy? The money was not only the family of the Rambam, it was also the levy of the Rambam. It all depends how he's paying, how he thinks of his law, under what circumstances he's paying his law. Whether he thinks of God in a respectful way, when the Rambam writes Abu Mori in a Israel and even in a Machiri, that's in a respectful way, or what is the question that, and then he disregards the stuff of the father and the pastor differently than he certainly will. So in Mele, the meaning holds that not listening to his father directly comes within the future as well. The Rambam has to hold that he doesn't come within the future as well, because this is one item where it's not disrespectful, not only the father tells him, we speak every day and the Sunday we write things, so it's not disrespectful from the movement, it doesn't come within the heel of the state of life. But where is the heel to listen to the father anyway? And the score to that age, so the father tells him, one speaks for me every day. So is the heel to listen. So then, if he doesn't raise me, so not only is the evil of the answer of having the river to the heart, he's the evil of the answer of the human life to all. I mean, I have no riot, but it's just not like that. It's just not like that. Anyway, now, if the Gemara is used to say, Omele Yodim Hashemi Mayim, Omele Yimei Hashemi Mayim, so Yatsi Yechvindom, it's not Yechvindom, not only two days to come. If you can do both, of course you have to do both, but these days to come for it. So Yatsi Yechvindom, the Atos Yimho, Hayom Yechvindom, what is the mother is divorced from the father, so then you can then it's within his distress. I mean, so if he wants to give the drink of water to the father, if the father is going to give the drink of water to the mother, it is good enough. So what, let's say, suppose now there is, let's say, suppose his father needs money, and his grandfather, his father's father needs money, and they both ask him for money. He cannot give both. He can only give one. So, what will one pass? He comes to ask his father. My father wants money from me. My father's father wants money from me. I can only give one. Who can I give? So, will only one pass to? You have to give the money. You have to give it to his grandfather, because after the Hichot, Hayogi, Yichvei, Seichot, no one will say that. Why not? Because, but after what Yichvei, Hayogi, Yichvei, Seichot, the answer is, what the purpose of Jews there when it's a question of doctor. It's a question of doctor, giving doctor to the father or to the grandfather. So just because the father is also mechuyev to give doctor to his father, so Menele, the grandfather should have a dinner cleaner. So that is only sire in a case where, let's say, Omale Obi Maximimai, Omale Yime Maximimai. So in other words, so even the mere listening in such a case was the very hard, so the mere listening is the hearing. Even according to Rambam in the Ralibo, who say they don't hear to receive a father and mother, when it's not beginning, but when he did a lady is the hearing. So it's the hearing to listen, and the score of truth. But insofar as human is concerned, it's only a means to other language, it's only a martial language. But he is the hearing to do it anyway. He's the hearing to listen to the father. So Menele comes within the heel of the Sefer as well too. So then, the Kiyam HaMitzvah consists, in listening to the father. When Omer Yod HaKinemayim. And when the mother says HaKinemayim, so then the Guf HaMitzvah consists, the Guf HaMitzvah of listening to what is the role, consists in listening, you see. The Guf HaMitzvah consists in listening. So Menele, we say, Yahmechuyah to listen, to the past. And that is the good one. And the score of the human also. Yeah, the Huya to listen to the mother. And the mother is also the Huya to listen. That's what the Rambam. Why does the Gemara say, after the Limcha Hayom in the Chvei David? Why doesn't it work? It's true the other way too. I mean, if I was the Huya to listen to too, not only is the Nisa the Huya to listen to the but is the Huya to listen to too. So let us say, Yahtu to listen the Ruv Yom is Hayom in the Chvei Yimam. Why does the Gemara say, Yahtu to listen to the Ruv Yom is Hayom in the Chvei Yimam? So, so you when the guy from the Russian Rambam, you see, the Rambam says in the book, Mihilche Tise, Haloche, Haloche Yitzeh, you can see the Chachomim, so you're Odom, you have it, you can see it, you can see it, you can see it, so he says, so you're Odom, you have it, you can see it, you can see it, you can see it, a special chiyuv of kibbutz of the husband toward his wife and a special chiyuv of avos of the husband toward his wife. Then he says, in Halacha Chof, v'chem tzivu alo yisho tzvi a mechabed et es bayo v'yei samedan. Well, that applies on the husband too. But it says, v'yir ole omeiro mimenu v'sate kol matel al pri v'yir b'nerok mitzar in Allah. So in other words, a husband is the chiyuv in kibbutz his face. I mean, of course, if he doesn't talk respect, what is his wife, so he doesn't honor. But there is no heel of reverence inside the husband toward the wife. Not anything. The wife is Mechiyedes, not only in the toward the husband, but in Mechiyedes in Meiro as well. Meiro doesn't mean fear. Meiro means reverence. The year all our Meiro Mimeno, the Tatek on Matel Adi. So you see when the Rambam says Meiro Mimeno, so he says the Tatek on Matel Adi, because Yasek on Matel, let's say, a husband is not mechuyev to do all his mighty mighty mistakes because a husband is only mechuyev in covet. Listening does not come within covet. A person is not listening means a pervasive to the wife. So then it comes within covet. But suppose he doesn't seem a pervasive for the wife. He's just as happy. I mean, he doesn't really care. But he doesn't mean that mechuyev to her. But a wife is mechuyev to the husband because there is a chiyuv of meirat. That's why the Gemara says, Yasek. Yechvei Dovi, the who, the email, can only be Yechvei Dovi. When the guy, it's not a cloud. That if I have to give Zucker to my father and to my grandfather, and the father is also going to give Zucker to my grandfather, so I should be interested in the Zucker of my father, of my grandfather, not his father. And it's only in the fact of me that the dad has a good dinner to them to grandfather. So, why don't we say, who will be Yechvei Chayovi, Chayovi, Yechvei Tzencho? The answer is, when can we say, who was Vicho, Hayovi, the Chvei of Vicho? Who was Vicho, Hayovi, the Chvei of Vicho? That is only when the listening is the Kuch HaMitzvah. So, who is the listening? And insofar as male is concerned, so the listening is the Kuch HaMitzvah. And where the father tells the son to do something with all hate, then it comes within the Mitzvah Yubi of Meiro, of the Seisar as well. So, in Meiro, here, that's the question. The process is mentioned in connection with Meiro, not connected with Rabbi. He's even very strong. Rabbi is mentioned as a Rabbi's accusation. He's even very strong with the Rabbi's Meiro, and he has a similar thing. So he's mentioned in connection with Meiro. Now, here we say, Yochel is in that way, you have started, and then he's even very strong with the Rabbi's Meiro. Kul Chayom Yochel. So it's strange. Superficially, it appears to be strange. After all, it's making the connection with Meiro. So how do we learn out that Kibbutz Abel is not Eichet? So we learn out that Meiro Abel is not Eichet. But when we learn out from this process, it's two separate mitzvahs, Kibbutz Abel. Two separate mitzvahs in Meiro Abel. So Rashi is here, and that's the word. So he says, Somach, Mira Shabbat, to Meiro Abel, Meiro Abel, Meiro Abel, Meiro Abel, Meiro Abel, in Yom HaMochalim as a Shabbos, I'll teach my way. You can't be so called a Mishra. So he mentions that Allah has a Meir Adel. But here the word Lav Mora in connection with Kibbutz Abel. In other words, we have two Gzeret HaKotu. We have a Gzeret HaKotu regarding Kibbutz Abel and a Gzeret HaKotu regarding Meir Adel. So, in so far as Kibbutz is concerned, so there we say it's a Mishra. Because in so far, according to all the things, whenever a father tells his son, to do something with your head. Like Leo, I like bread. I don't like company to bread. I like white bread. Go down and buy for me white bread. So Mimele, the Kim HaMitzvah is not the reason in the body. The Kim HaMitzvah is later. When he accommodates the father with white bread. When he's Machaleu, Machaleu, when he accommodates him. So Mimele, the buying of the bread is only the expenditure. The father tells him, go down, stop it. Go down and buy in the store. Bread for me, I want to eat. So when he buys, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. So it's only a hechsha mitzvah. Now, so Mimele, so the only reason as to why It's not their hair, it's because Hechem is not their hair. It has to be the Eagles, it has to be the Kuranistic. And we cannot apply the Aloha, Atovo, Vicho, Hayov, in the Tavis. Because this Joseph, we cannot apply Atovo, Vicho, Hayov, in the Christeho, in regard to Joke that can be given to the father or Joke that can be given to the grandfather. This can only be applied in respect to Meir. In respect to Meir, because in Meir, so the actual reasoning is the Kuranistic. So when one, when a father tells him, Atenimai, and he gives him the dreams even before the father dreams it. So if you find the mitzvah, suppose the father tells the son, Atenimai, the father, the son runs, and gets a glass of water, and he gives the father, puts it on the table. And then the father says, why do I drink water? It's a waste of time. I want to drink the water. And he still drank the water. The son was behind the mitzvah of Meirave. He was behind the mitzvah of Meirave. Because he complied with the father's will. And it's a mitzvah. So only with regard to Meiro we can apply this aloche. Atom vodicho hayov in the chayimcho. Or atom vodicho hayov in the chayamoke. So the Meiro is so far as Meirave is concerned. So there are two questions. When the father, there are two problems. When the father tells the son, now go on the cemetery, the son is a king, he tells him, go on the cemetery and get David, or go on the cemetery and get my avenger that I lost. So there are two problems. First of all, you can excuse him with a name. Yes, to restore the avenger to the father will lose money. So the getting of the going on the cemetery will not constitute the company, very long as we ask them. And then, also me have it. Mr. Yuli will take care as well. So he's so far as Meirave is concerned, so the going on the cemetery, he would be allowed to go. So that would constitute the good amitzvah. So he's so far as the mitzvah of Kavit, as Kavit of Yichon Yachon is concerned, so the mitzvah of Kavit of Yichon Yachon cannot be there. He is there also not there. Why? Because it's a chamit. And the time of Atovi of Yichon, Asurim with Amelation, has no application. Because that's only a deprecation when the action reasoning, the doing, constitutes the command. But then there is another problem. Who, the mitzvah of Kavim and Yechad Yimecho, cannot be the Yechad Yimecho of the Messianim. But where the mitzvah of Yechad Yimecho is the whole, the Yechad Yimecho of the Messianim. But then we say, insofar as the mitzvah of Yechad Yimecho is the Messianim. So the reasoning, that's the good mitzvah. So we say, now, there is a conflict between listening to the father and listening to the Rebbein Yisraelon. So, the father is mechuyev to receive the Rebbein Yisraelon. Not only I am mechuyev to receive the Rebbein Yisraelon, and I am mechuyev to listen to my father. So, you should neglect the covenant, I mean, the obligation of listening to the father, and you should listen to the Rebbein Yisraelon. But with the king, we cannot say that, because there the king Amitra does not consist in the listening. So, it's not worth. So the Meile in this verse according to which tells us that he shouldn't preach. Who is mentioned in the parasha of Beitin next to Meirave? But what in final analysis, what does the Torah tell us? He goes, I don't say, don't preach to the father. So in other words, you shouldn't preach because of Kabe, because of Mechon, you shouldn't preach because of the human life at all. So because of Kabe, you shouldn't preach because of the Echya, because of, you shouldn't preach on the score of Meirave, because Atov Yodicho Hayom Yichayamot. Now we have to repeat the Tzachi Yom Zvei. Chaim Likot Rachmon is Tzachi Yom Zvei. Hola Bo Chedoch. Zvei Rus, in the Hochi Yalkinon, in the Aum Medoch. Zvei Yisra Hochel in Yichtav, Zvei Doch. In the Hochi Yisra, in the Hochi Yisra, in the Hochi Yisra, So, this is explained, the Adam of the Gemara, that from Pesachim Shmiru, we learn out that the general principle, the Pesachim Shmiru, relates to the Gemara, even the essay of Jesus, in the generation of the Achim. Why? Because the Torah tells us that when the father tells the son to be in the house, he shouldn't be. So, Masma, because why does the Torah have to tell us that? Actually, suppose the caller did not say anything about the case of the father telling the son to be the house father. So I would think that, Lord, may I have anything to be allowed to listen to the father? We have to have a special chiddush that the Esther of Kibidav is the Yechav. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the Esther of Kibidav is not the Yechav of Yisrael Chilu Shabbos? Maybe the Yechav is true today. So now the Torah tells us that the Esther of Kibidav is not the Yechav. So there is a view, really, that only the Esther of Kibidav is not the Yechav. But the Alme, an Esther is the Yechav, a love that is similar to the love of God. Hier is de morgen al vier bouwde dag. We hebben nog wel een licht aan. Je loopt dag. We cannot say that the purpose of the Tzadakotu of Kul Chayom de Chreidi that the father is, the son is not listening to the father, is to tell us the Chidesh to Gufa. Because even so far as Kiridav himself is concerned, the Torah didn't say anything. I would say he said that's wrong, that he didn't do. So why did the Torah have to mention something that is appropriate? So obviously, the purpose of the Zerbakosov is not to tell us that he did the Gupe, but to tell us that he did the out. The out. That only here is not the Gupe, but in any other place, it is. Here is Mochi Alpine Baum and Joche, and Joche, and Joche, and Joche. The Mechi Chatei, what could you say? The Torah did you say? But then I would think that Mochi, the Gupe, 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 No, I couldn't learn out. Yeah, I would say, I'm better to do it something. In better to do it something to your thing. In Mali to be there, they, the Hirachami, they, the Hadarabe. They, the Hadarabe. Neva, you need to learn what it was there. You will do it. Why should I have to tell the life of to learn out from better to do it something? How can I learn out from better to do it something? But, Monica, his wife, he's just that I can learn out from better to do it something. That is his behavior, that is his behavior. So I could learn how you know, the family is not going to be able and whenever you, there is a possibility of why you know, are going to do it, either the Chumre or the Kule. So the cloud is that we should apply you know, the Chumre, not the Kule. So here, there are two alternatives. One is that why you know, the family is not going to the Chumre. And the other one, from the family is coming to the Kule. So then the cloud is that the Chumre you know, and not the Kule. So in many ways that means that if the Torah didn't say anything in connection with Kibidav, I should say that Kibidav is not there. So why do you Torah have to tell us? The answer is the purpose is not to tell us the Hidesh in good faith, but to tell us the Hidesh is down. That's in any other place. But you say, you call it, so let me do it for you. Right. You heard the story. Yochel, in other words, according to the Israel, the Gemara is not saying that hate the Torah the Torah not meant, then I would say that Kibidav is the Echad. No, on the contrary, the whole Yahweh consists in the fact that if the Torah didn't say anything, I would say Kibidav is not the Echad. Not the Echad. But, the answer is that in view of the fact that I would know that Kibidav is not the Echad anyway, so the purpose of the Zakotah is to tell us the Zakotah about it. But the watching of the Taifu is Yochel is Kibidav, they say Echad.
So that's what he is not now, that he
ich ja auch nicht reden, denn er ist sehr intensiv. Nach der Seite der, dass diese Hände nicht über Kottes, dass diese Geschmierung, denn er ist sehr gut sein, wenn ich nach Hause. Am Rat ist das Machleid. Ich kann nie das Interrat, das ist das. Du hast fast das Erwachsen am Rat nicht nach Hause. Weil du sie haben, was Rat ist das? Also, wie ist denn? Hey, ich habe auch mir auch. Die Arme doch, die nicht die Rolle und die Leiter. Die hat die Krone auch am Lichtig rückgekehrt. Er lacht mir noch die Arme doch. Nein, der Ole, Ole, Tee. So, dann wird so die Morgen sehen, dass die Kohl so die Wander des Tami auf der drei Körper leer. Sehen, that without the leer. So I would say, that it was easy, he said, well, I'm not going to be so cold. Why? Because of the girls are going to have that piece of his mail. And what is it that goes to have that piece of his mail? So in the morning, he's saying that that's the class in the price of the law. But what? The family of the price of the law says that without the law, I would say, you need to be a head. I think so. Why? Because of the gross of that piece of his mail. That piece of his mail. So that's the thing that he is. How do I know? How do I know? From the post, because that thing is clear, that the army is gone. So we may read the time of the price of a leo as to tell it, that without the leo I would say that he is there. So there is a more than the army doche, he is a leo in it. That is called the orche, the Easter Quick Group, a Latin Balmy doche. Name a leo, let's hear it. He has to eat the score. The orche, the Quick Group, you will never have met him on the contrary. So we could say, to the Catholic against the Tammy himself. Maybe the start of a letter is right here, that Achechizo is with Yabene. Achechizo is with Yabene. So, it is the Sakota, the son of a letter, tells us that Achechizo is with Yabene. So, in many ways, we could learn out from a letter that just as he is with Achechizo, so any answer is with Achechizo. So that's why the Torah has to tell us who the Chayom is with Yabene. That to be done is not there. So I mean, so the Catholic is directed, the Catholic is directed in the Tammuz. The Yesh Lema, that he will name it, the Leo Leo Tere. Now, one second. So the Catholic is directed in the Tammuz. Now, how does the Tammuz know that the Catholic is supposed to be for Chayom Yechredi, that in any other place, that the army, so that the vehicle is difficult. So maybe that part is not needed, legal for, but only the army. Maybe the pshat in all our years, that the Achechizo is with Yabene. So maybe I could learn out from all our general things, that he would have his own vehicle is difficult. So because of that, the Torah had to make the book Hayom Achreini to advise it, that it's not there, not there. Now, the question arises, how could we say that the start of the effect of the territory of the Leo is to tell us that Achechizo is there, that Achechizo is there. But, So this was the question that was raised by Rabat. So Rabkan did it, he came without a doubt with the Chodei Chavis is the Mokhi Mishra Shemitari, is the Lord of Mokhi Mishra. So we say, in Aturei, in other words, if we are going to apply the Drosh of Oleo, let's say that the Dachi Tisha, the Mokhi Mishra Shemitari, so then we cannot explain the apparent contradiction in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk on one hand says, Yisro Achito Yisitach Yisrael, so the Pasuk is reference to Timothy, to the Achito and the Torah, and then the Torah concludes with Alex Alvoso, Los Yoris, the Seder, that only one. So if we apply it to the Torah, Yisure, then we can resolve this apparent contradiction, because the Los Rabin that is used has reference to the Mokhi Yis, and the Los Yoris that is used, only one woman in that Torah, but if you are going to apply it with a double attainer, so then you cannot resolve this apparent inconsistency. Because Munich there, if you're mocking this with a territory, and so he must be the gasoline. So we don't have any situation, any case, where one woman is after one, the other woman is with her. So in other words, so Rav Kame gave mention that it's impossible to apply the Roche of a level. So how the Sefer says, this started, die Thema Rechem Kach Noche, die Alme Doche, die Sech Havel, die Brita, da hat die Kode Oche, die Sech Lekupe, die Lachine, die Alme Doche, die Mo Lele Sehre. How could I say what the Lele Sehre? So Rav Kame says that could possibly be used the Kaudu Sech, the Rechove of the Lele Sehre. Because if we be using the Rechove of the Lele Sehre, so then we are faced with apparent inconsistency in the Pasuk, because the beginning of the Pasuk talks of two women that are astrolabes, and the end of the Pasuk talks of one woman that are and that the apparent inconsistency could only be resolved if applied to the Jove Leitura. But if we apply to the Jove Leitura, then we couldn't resolve this apparent inconsistency. But that's no, that doesn't present any difficulty. If we take notice, everything that takes the same, that people, of a day, the day of our master, I remember that one or well, all our work have a mean after this one is a very. So take the Tate, why would you avoid the Tate that is the Tate, 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 that is. So then they said,
could not be applied to a pay rate. So then,
So then, in the morning, we did the best of fashion. Time we got to go there. So, because the teacher says that people on the day, the other way, I have a thought, wait a minute, we must examine it. We must examine it. So, in many ways, that means, once we say, we're here, we must examine it, then the whole cadre falls up. So why did the machine have the cadre? Because the machine didn't know that we're here, we must examine it. And when was it established that we're here, we must examine it? Only after the whole mass coming up to the morning. So then, Kachane and Kabache required from Kachane. So then the Gemara established it. But in the course of the whole chapter, the time of the Gemara, until Rabbi came to the conclusion that there was a resource for, so the Gemara didn't know that let's say a resource, that it's impossible to try the Roshia of Valel, let's say. But that's why they says here, that the reason is why they says here, that's why they says that the Kache, but yes, we couldn't say Olel Leteiret. Well, how do we know? Rafkane says that. But until Rafkane established that, he did only after the whole sacramentary. But right at this point, at this stage, the Gemara didn't know that Olel could not be applied Leteiret. So the name of Jesus is the Kashi. At this stage, in view of the fact that the Gemara did not yet know, so Jesus says, when the Gemara did not as yet know the Chiddush by Rav Kane, that Olel could not be applied later. So still, so this is not difficult. Why? Because we could not say that this drosha of Shaketa Dishmeru is needed with Bukhe, because without that process I would learn out that Tibdavi Deche the Isha Tile of Shabbat, I would learn how just as the Ethel Fusion is Deche the Isha Tonez of the Bishop, because there is a difference between Isha Tonez and Isha Tile. So he says, when you use like a male of Shabbat to Tile, Abadavi Barai is Nair and Ike Bahamais and Tawad is Rebu is Tile. Like I was a Tile Bahamais is Rebu. Tineime, just for the entry, Tineime Olel, Tile, Tineime Olel Bahamais is Rebu. Like it's Tile is Rebu. Tiloi, Hukshu, Latere, Elo Nisure. So what it means, when Hukshu Latere, it means that Rosh of Rabbeine, that Hukshu Kolarai is Elo Zeh. So that Hekes of Rabbeine, that all Arayas are analogous to each other. Because there's no difference between an Ergo of a Hekisho that involves only the Sakores, and an Ergo of Salose that involves in the Spirit, or an Ergo of Hamese that involves in the Spirit, because Hukshu, that's Rabbeine's Rosh, Hukshu Kolarai is Elo Zeh. But this package of Rabbeine, of Hukshu Barai Zelazeh, that's only Lo Yuhukshu, so that's only Surek, but not Leteir. V'chein Tova Rove, Lepir Shri, he says, Liyut Amdimu, so Rav Zveya makes a collection. So Chleim Ali Kamon Dabchet, or Medalet, so the Pir Shri, so you look at the cases, you'll see. So then again, the cases of Ramat, or Dabchet, or Medalet, V'chein Shleima, my title is the code of the letter of the case that I've been met. The age claim, because somehow the reason with action of Rahman, to go higher, they call the lawyer, you know, so the case that I've been met, of the cooks you put a high seller there, that don't really do it, but not let it. So we may let, if we were to, if let's say, if Olel has been applied, let's say, so then Olel would imply that at the issue is with Yadamet, I still would not have the right to refuse the Yalfute of Tibudav, the Kvam Molel, just as Alelo implies, that the Ethel Fusion is Deche, the Isa Torah Zahid Isho, but maybe the Ethel of Tibudav is Deche, the Isa of Chel Shabbat. I wouldn't be entitled to say that. Why? Because it's true that Alelo implies that the Ethel Fusion is Deche, Achid Isho, that's only Isa Torah, but Meicha Teiche, that the Ethel Tibudav is Deche, that is more humble than the chorus of a Chesisho, still Shabbat. And I couldn't say, because of a Geisha Ravine. Because a Geisha Ravine has a significance only in Sune, but not with Nehune, but not with Hune. Wie denn? A Kato und ich verschwinden. Die schauten einfach an diese, in other words, is in only status, because Tate, she thinks that according to this Gemara, so Kuchen Hayobim Bechleidi is a Zeratakotu, the Aum, not Rebuffet. Why should we say Aum and not Rebuffet? If it is possible to apply a certain Droshe, Rebuffet, then it is better to apply it with Rebuffet rather than to apply it with Aum. But the answer is no, I couldn't say that it has significance in Rebuffet. Because if the purpose of the Zatakot Bukhayom Bechleidi is Rebuffet, why did the Torah have to tell us altogether the whole Zatakot Bukhayom Bechleidi? If the Torah didn't say anything, I would also say that Shibudav is not the Echol Shabbat. No, he says, no. Maybe the purpose of the Zatakot Bukhayom Bechleidi is Rebuffet, not Real. But you say Rebuffet, even if the Torah didn't say anything, I would know that Shibudav is not the Echol. No, I would say, Mikarashvore, if the Torah didn't say anything, the Torah has been silent. In regard to this question, when the father tells his son to be the Chol Shabbos, I could say that Rav Shlomo knows that it should be the Yechet, that the Yudav should be the Yechet even in the Torah and in the Mishra. Why? We say that Tato is the Yudav, but that's the Chamine, the Yudav, who has freedom with the Amokim, Ritche, the Yomar, we think the Mishra, the Avamine, you have to go, Ritche, Leitze, the Yechet, my time. Now, the Gemara, in the Mishra, the Gemara says, אבל זה נאי שמעו לו יום ביטעם יום שמעו לו אותה זה שוי ישמעו שני רבי שמעו לו שמעו שחתי זה ישמעו אני אבי שם כל היום נחרי זה גמור את יקש חיים וכבר אנחנו נחרי ישמעו הולה בוחה אבל זה תאי זה תאי זה פעד זה הוא זה סתם שוב ביטעם או נעשו הוא יצא לנבי סוי שמעו את זה ומה אם הוא ידעו בשביל את הכל כל היום נחרי זה היסב והאלוהים שזה סוב עכשיו את הבאים ונבאו אליו וצריכו יצאו לי ונעשר שעות את השיבה So even without Kuchai Yom Bechleidi, I should know that I swore that the answer of Tibudav should not be there for the Lord to send the answer of Hashem Tarek. While he should answer with the Lord to send. The Gemara says, if Saul died, how many Lord Lucas Tibudav will include him from working? The Tzav is a Michal Tzimera. We never ask Hashem Eich. He will take a Kuchai Yom Bechleidi.